Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get her to...
All right. When you hear that song, it means one thing. Whoever you're mad at in the world, you can fire off at them. If it's a company or a person, no specific names or whatever, but let's get some takes off.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'd like to start, if I may.
Go ahead, man.
Now, I'll take a little bit of ownership for not fact-checking this.
Mm.
We just did a fun little segment running through all the possible Super Bowl matchups and what could be rematches and trying to name all the quarterbacks in previous Super Bowls that could be rematches this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the famous 85 Bears, the game's played in January of 86, the Bears beat the hell out of the New England Patriots. And you and I determined, we both believed that the Patriots quarterback was a dude named Eason.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't remember if it was Kenny or Tony or Tommy or whatever, but we determined it was Eason.
White Brian fact-checked it.
White Brian fact-checked it. Well, I got this tweet from Snowman, Stoneo79. He said, "You guys are wrong. Steve Grogan was the Pats quarterback in the Super Bowl versus the Bears." So then I did my own fact-checking.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Grogan went 17 of 30 for a .177 with a touchdown and two interceptions against the Bears. Now, Eason played, so maybe Eason got hurt. But, White Brian, what the hell kind of fact-checking is that? Bleep you, dude.
That's what I get for using Wikipedia.
Mm.
Yo, come on, man. Everybody know not to use Wikipedia.
You got to go to the box score, dude.
I Googled box score, and it took me to the Wikipedia page of the Super Bowl. And I also didn't read further.
And so Kenny Eason started the game, you're saying?
Tony Eason.
Tony?
Clearly he doesn't know. He's done zero research. Hell of a fact checker you are, White Brian. Bleep you. Shout out to Steve Grogan.
And tell him, hey, we could be wrong some damn time.
B, while I have this box score up,
uh-huh.
Do you know how many yards the Patriots gained on the ground in that game?
Probably about 25, 30.
11 carries for 7 yards damn. In the Super Bowl.
That was awful.
Now, back then, that might have been when sacks counted for negative yardage, but it doesn't look like they ran for any at all. Their top running back, I assume, is a fella, Tony Collins, had 3 carries for 4 yards. Craig James might be the Craig James from the Pony Express, SMU. 5 carries for 1 yard. All right, let's let Easy E get in on the action. Easy, who you mad at, man? Fire away. It's Bleep You Thursday.
Hey, what's going on, JP? What's going on, Mitch?
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, I'm going to be on JP's side here. All right? Bleep you to Pepco.
Yeah.
Bleep you to everybody in that building. Bleep you to charging me a usage fee before you even charge me for what I'm going to use. The usage fee is $100. What if I use $65 worth of electric?
They're not going to give you that $35 back. I guarantee you that.
That's right. So bleep you to Pepco. Bleep you to whoever runs it. Bleep you to even sending me the bill. Just don't even send me the bill. Let me just pay whatever I want to pay. This is ridiculous. Like, why is there even a usage fee? Why are you charging me for this usage that I'm about to use when you don't know how much I'm going to use?
Oh, they know how much you're going to use because they know they're going to charge you $100.
I
think they know how much they're going to charge you, so they just charge the usage fee.
You know what? I want a law passed for me to be able to return a bill to them and how much they owe me for the usage of even sending me that daggone paper and charging me to probably even send the bill to. Thanks for taking my call.
Easy.
All right, man.
If you are able to accomplish the electric bill where you tell them how much you want to pay, let me know, because I am in on that. I fear that process won't work, but I am 100% behind you, sir. Yo, Pepco, we're going to tell you how much we're going to pay. Landfill.
Tony Eason did start the game.
And they got hurt.
He got benched after Because he was 0 for 6.
Yeah.
So Tony Eason was involved. So we were right. We may be wrong completely, but we're right.
Yeah, I was going to say bleep you to people trying to say that we were wrong about Tony Eason when he literally started the game.
He started the damn game.
Shout out to Tony Eason.
So, nah, tell us what the hell we know.
Who had the better career, Landfill, Kenny Eason or Steve Grogan?
Tony Eason.
Bill Eason.
Bob Grogan. The overwhelming sentiment here, however, is that we're disappointed in White Brian, right?
We could always say that.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah, you did, White Brian. You did, man.
All right.
People calling here talking about what you didn't find out. The hell with them.
800-636-1067.
Apparently, Alex Grogan is in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Is he related to Steve?
Might be.
How many Grogans we got on this ship?
Six or seven.
Derek is in Suitland. Boy. What's up, Derek?
Hey, I want to get a... How y'all doing today, first
What's
of all?
What's up, man?
We're good, dude. How are you?
All right, big fan. Hey, I want to give a bleep you to all the Lakers fans. I, last night, put a meme on my group chat that we got Trae Young. And all the Lakers fans out of my group chat said we was going to still be some trash. I know we're going to be some trash. We've been tanking for the past 3 years. And then they just start throwing all this stuff. We got more championships than y'all. Why all this? Because we got Trae Young.
If because y'all want Young, y'all they stupid, dog. No, most of them just stupid.
I can't stand them, man. I believe all Lakers fans, man. I can't stand them. They just like Cowboys fans. If one speak up, they speak up for all of them. Bleep all the Lakers fans.
Some
bro.
Of them walk around with the jerseys on. Probably ain't seen the game yet.
They right. are like Cowboys fans, Duke fans, Yankee fans. Thank you for the call, Derek. Yeah, Jeff, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Jeff.
Yeah, Yankee damn fan.
Thank you, Derek. Take care, dude.
Bon no, see the difference between me and these bleeping Cowboys fans. I have at least been to a game in the original Yankee Stadium, like before they made the new one. I've been there when I was younger. So like
the original Yankee Stadium that Babe Ruth played in?
No, not that one, but
so not the original.
You get what I'm saying?
The second one.
The second one, but that's the original for me. But
we were trying to guess his age earlier. He might have been the one with Babe Ruth.
The thing is, I've at least seen them play. I have family from that area. I've spent time in that area. Most of these Dallas fans are D.C., Maryland, Virginia, born and raised, never been to Texas to watch their team play, don't have no connection to Texas at all but a football team.
Haven't even been in the stadium in D.C. to see them play.
They might have been there. Everybody,
nah, they didn't.
Who's ready? Make sure you're sitting down, Landfill. Wildcard Scotty's on the line.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Scott. Who you mad at, buddy?
Well, I'm mad at everybody. First off, I'm mad at Jeffrey for not recognizing my voice. I'm mad at the world. I'm mad at the NFL for scheduling the Steelers on Monday night. I'm mad at everybody. I'm mad at you, JP. I thought we were going to go out and watch the game. What's the word?
Nope.
No chance. Come on, you're now.
You live 90 minutes from me. The natural meeting point is the casino, and you're not allowed to go there because your wife will yell at
you. No, we're good. We're clear. I can go.
You sure?
Ready to roll.
He got permission.
Absolutely.
He got permission. He going to lie until he goes somewhere else, but somebody going to tell him he was on the radio.
You better turn location off on your phone.
Over New Year's, I'm good.
Better turn location off on your phone. Why are you mad the Steelers are on Monday night?
Because I'm an old head, man, and I'd much rather watch him on Sunday afternoon.
Can we talk real
that
quick?
That don't sound like a real fan. Real fan watch their team whenever the hell they're playing.
Especially in the playoffs.
In the morning.
I think you related to Chris Russell. Y'all related.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Y'all related.
Kind of look alike.
I just argue about any damn thing.
Oh, come on now. Why? Because I'm white?
Yeah.
What's your question?
What's our question?
Said you got a question for me.
You did say that, JP.
I did?
Yeah. What are you dipping into, Jay? What are you doing over there?
Did you ever take care of the dog poop situation?
Listen, my fence is being installed next week. About 25 grand later, but yeah, it's all. They haven't been in my yard since either. You believe that?
No, I don't believe that because if somebody's dog was pooping in my yard, I wouldn't be paying 25 grand. You know, they would be paying the money or they would have got taken care of.
Yeah. We kind of think you handled this like a puppy.
You got punked.
Yeah, punked.
I mean, I got two young kids. I live on a kind of busy street, and I got to keep them keep him confined. My son will run out in the middle of the road trying to get a ball because he don't know how to quit. So, I mean, it serves multiple purposes. But, yes, the dog was the decider in putting up the fence.
All right.
Scotty, thank you for the call, bud. Oh, wait. I know
hey, don't
my question
forget about
was.
That bet, man.
Hold on. He got a question.
Hold on. Let's, can we make sense of the bet where B. Mitch owed Scotty $100, and now the bet is
if they
Scotty
the Super
owes
Bowl,
B. Mitch $100.
No, he owed me $100.
No. If they win, I said I'll double it up.
If they win the Super Bowl, I'm gonna owe him $300.
No. Go to. Not win. Go to.
Whatever. I owe you $300.
No. Whatever. Get your money right.
I will owe you $300. If they don't, you owe me $100.
So
that's
right
what we
now,
settled. That's what we
you owe me
$100.
We ran it back $200 on the Super Bowl.
I don't care how it goes, but guess what? I'm gonna get $100.
You're gonna be giving me $300, and I'm gonna be glad. I'm gonna have you sign those bills, and they're gonna go on my desk, and I'm gonna look at them every night. I'm gonna be like, that's that good money right there.
You don't work at night. You work during the daytime. You don't have a damn desk.
Goodbye, Scotty.
You work
thank
on
you.
Asphalt.
I got
you work
a
on
desk
asphalt.
And I work 24/7.
You work on asphalt.
Goodbye.
What are you talking about?
No, I work.
Get off the phone, Tony. I mean, whatever your name is.
Tony Eason. Scotty.
Scotty. Get off the phone, Scotty.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I think the Mike McDaniel news has everybody all fired up, honestly. There's not that many people mad out there.
Scotty, man.
Scotty's always
just
mad
because
about something.
He's living.
Scotty's always mad about something. We are trying to figure some stuff out kind of going forward here. I think for me, it really hasn't been that much of a complaint-filled week. Even traffic, you notice traffic wasn't bad this week?
This morning
it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, if I wouldn't go the way I do like I would I normally do, I would probably got here around 10:30 today.
Really?
They were bumper to bumper, bro.
What, on 66?
Yeah.
What was it?
Just that's how it is in the morning.
My, you know.
I just know the right time to leave where all those prices kind of go, they get cut in half.
You know what was weird is I had to get down here early this morning. So I left my house at like 8:15, and it was a little more traffic at 8:15 than there is at like 9.
Hmm. Yeah, but if you leave at 9 and the traffic having to be there, then that pushes you so far.
Oh, that's when it's so, full scramble mode. And
so at 8:15 with that traffic, it still gets you way on time.
Yeah, I mean, that's
you
when
you should try doing that more often.
You're texting Landfill like, dog, I'm not sure I'm going to make it.
Nah, your little word that I took from you, coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Yeah. You and Leon. Yeah, Leon coming in hot for every tee time.
I think Leon and I are pretty similar people.
Yeah, y'all both are little dunce.
Dunce.
Duncey.
Dense,
duncey. What do you call him? Dunce. I call him a dunce. But you are all dense.
I won't speak on behalf of Leon, but I can.
I will.
I can be a little
late,
flighty.
Leon is like this. He wants to not leave the club to be the last. He's gonna be the last person to leave.
That Leon and I are very different in that capacity. All right,
hold on.
I want to leave,
but he'll tell you how soft you are and weak you are. But he can't get there on time the next morning. See what I'm saying? T-Tag could be at 7 in the morning or 2 or 3 in the evening. He coming in late.
You're listening to 106.7 The Fan, and we have breaking NFL news.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Breaking news, Commanders cornerback Marshawn Lattimore was arrested in Northeast Ohio on charges of carrying concealed weapons. A team spokesperson has said that they've been aware of the arrest and are gathering more information. They have informed the NFL League office. They have no further comment at this time. Commanders cornerback Marshawn Lattimore arrested in Ohio on charges of carrying concealed weapons. From the Crop Med Cat 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Obviously, we don't know much about that situation outside of what has been reported. The initial report I saw about Marshawn Lattimore being arrested is from WKYC in Cleveland. I believe that's an NBC affiliate. Real question, because I know that you and Jeff have done this to some degree. It's legal to have concealed weapons as long as you have the proper permit.
If you have
a
license and a permit to carry it.
Right. So, like, you can do this legally. So, to do it illegally could be a mix-up, but seems like somebody's ignoring the permitting process.
If you have a license and it's not right there on you, you could probably be arrested.
In D.C., they tell you keep it on you.
Yeah, you could keep it. You could probably get, if you have a license and you had left it at home, that could be something that could work it out. But if you don't have a license and you got to conceal, that could be trouble.
And we don't know. I certainly don't know the rules or laws in Ohio either. What I do know is that the
Commanders. I don't know them either.
The Commanders have been made aware of this. They've said they've informed the league office. Listen, I think there's a lot of ways to be critical of various moves that the front office has made in the last 2 years. I think most of them, we don't know the final answer yet. I think the Tunsil trade looks like a real somewhere between double, triple home run. The draft picks, other moves, the Debo trade for a fifth, I liked it. The Lattimore trade, even prior to this news, frankly, was a bust. That did not work out. Lattimore has another year contractually. He has a cap number of $18.5 million with zero guaranteed. They would take a $0 dead money hit. They would save close to $19 million against salary cap. Prior to this news, I saw no path for Marshawn Lattimore returning to the roster. And certainly with this news, that doesn't change my opinion.
Yeah. And it shouldn't. I mean, what is it going to change it to?
You know, with this arrest, whatever, I don't. Sometimes I get caught up on the difference between arrested and charged and all those things. Doesn't seem like good news. And... it, like you said, sometimes if you got pulled over and you don't have your permit on you.
But you should. Right. See, a permit is just like a license. You know, you need to have that thing with you everywhere you go. And that's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
I got multiples.
All right. Maybe I should get one. Jeff, put me on. If you missed... breaking news here on the fan.
What the hell you talking about?
Marshawn Lattimore has been arrested. Technically still a member of the Washington Commanders. They traded for him last year. Really didn't go well. He has the second highest cap number on Washington's roster, if you look at it right now, because technically he's still on the roster for 2026. So when you look at over the cap or spot track or something, and you see the Commanders' salary cap situation, right now they have the sixth most cap space in the NFL at about $67 million. I would certainly expect another $18 million to pop on there. So imagine that gets close to $90 million, $85 million, because they were probably already releasing Lattimore, and they're certainly going to now, is my guess.
Yeah.
Breaking news out of Ohio, not great for Marshawn Lattimore. Certainly you hope all parties involved are okay. When we return, let's talk a little more Commanders. And don't forget, Grant and Danny start at 2 o'clock. If you ever need like 5 minutes of your life just to go by fast, just ask Jeff a question. Like, I really don't know a lot of what Jeff just told us. Ryan?
Yeah.
But that was a wild ride.
I guess you wouldn't pay attention.
Going to Gallery Place in the 90s? I don't know, man. There was a lot going on.
Oh, there was a lot going on.
You know what I did here? And I have no idea if this is true. There was a period of time where there were like high school kids. I'll say they're high school kids. I don't know the age. But there was like just what seemed like hundreds, but maybe just around 100 of kids standing at the top of the Metro. At Gallery Place, right where you come up, kind of underneath the arena. Mm-hmm. And I think like the fighting and the cursing and just like the loitering, I suppose, got to be so bad. I have no idea if this is true, that the business owners put in this special like whistle that only younger ears would hear and like adults wouldn't really hear it. And it, like, dispersed the crowds. It's you like think that's dog, at all true?
I don't think that's true. I mean, you got a dog whistle, but I don't know if you could have a younger whistle.
I don't know, man.
Anybody out there listening, if that's something that's possibly true, call in.
Yeah, that's true.
Is
you
it?
Could, yeah. You got a whistle that young people can hear that older people can't.
Yeah, I think
so. You never heard of the mosquito ringtone?
What age does it stop at?
It depends on how good your ears are. Like, it'll be a high-pitched noise, and you'll hear it. It'll be like, ee! And then once the frequency get too high, you won't be able to hear it. I can get it on my phone. I'm
but
play
but
it
my
you.
Question though is, I'm just saying, what at what point does that start? Because I don't know if that thing could just decide what how old a person is.
Nah, it's
you
more
can be
so
young and have bad ears.
Yeah, it's more so on your hearing, but majority of the age groups can't hear certain frequencies. Just like certain dog whistles, they can hear it, we can't. I'm about to get it for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. So the whistle thing is real.
That one is a little strange for me. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't know it was a real thing. Apparently, Jeff thinks it is. Is he coming in here to play these? Why don't you play them over the microphone so the poor people driving around in their car can also hear this? I'm sure Landfill loves this idea.
You don't want to crash nobody.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't make anybody crash, right?
No, it won't make you crash, but... You, it's like
I just heard that.
Yeah, but as
hold on, play it. I'm kind of deaf. I'm like
the biggest ear dude in the world is deaf.
I'm like a JV Helen Keller, deaf, dumb, and blind.
It's a whole meter.
Oh, I hear that.
It's a whole meter, and it just keeps going. But the higher the frequencies get, you can't hear it.
I hear it.
I don't hear that one.
I heard a little one there.
You don't hear that one
either? No, I don't hear that one.
And that was 17.
17 years old?
No. Hurts.
That's what I'm saying, though.
It's not age. It's just if your ears are good
or not. But that's what I'm saying. So is it the person's ears or is it the age of the person? Because, like, you got some young dudes that can't hear. I got old dudes hearing every damn thing.
I'm one of them. That's why I be loud. Because sometimes I can't
hear. I don't hear. I can't see. I can't hear. It's been an exciting day on the program. We've had lots of news. Marshawn Lattimore. Don't you think they were releasing him anyway?
I think that was that experiment was done.
Yeah, I think that one you could put in the L column for Adam Peters. Wasn't healthy, got hurt again, just not the right dude. They're gonna have a bunch more cap space once they release him. I think people get caught up in the cap space stuff. What do they do with Duran? We'll see.
They'll figure it out.
Duran also played fairly well. Mm-hmm. He's going into a year where there's no guaranteed money on there. It's really, really similar to what it was with John Allen last year. So I'm curious how that ends up shaking out. B, I did want to look at something that Landfill had on the show sheet. Jeff, are people calling in about the noises? All right, I'll take them. They got actual information on, like, how many? Just quick question. What is the legality of playing high-pitched noises to make kids go away? Like, don't kids have a right?
What's the legality of putting some type of fence on your yard to protect your yard?
That's your property.
But still, that's their property.
Nah, Metro Station's public property.
Hey, if you're up there messing up stuff, they got a right to do something to deter you.
All right, I don't know what's going to happen here. Ronnie's in Manassas. Ronnie, you know about these high-pitched whistles?
I don't know about them, but the other day we were using it, and my granddaughter, she's 8. And she could hear it. And we thought she was just messing around. And we tried it again. We tried it like 4 different times. And she's like, I can hear it. I can hear it. So, I mean, I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying. I mean, that's all I know.
All right. Hey, man. Appreciate it. Cool. Thanks for the call. I wonder, is the ear more sensitive when you're little and you outgrow it? Probably like most things, right? Like, you're more susceptible to colds and stuff.
Because, like, people don't take care of their hearing until it's too late. Like, for instance, when I'm DJing, if I'm in a club, sometimes I keep headphones on if the sound system not good, because it really hurts your ears. But when you listening to loud music and things, You're supposed to have headphones on to protect yourself from them.
I think a lot of like bands, like touring musicians, have wear earphones and stuff.
Like the question I always ask, like they tell you put the whistles on your car for the dog, for the deer.
Yeah.
Is a deer the only damn thing they hear it?
Nah, so you can't hear it, but the deer, you know, deer.
I know the deer can't, but I'm saying, how about the other animals?
Does that work with deer?
It depends on how like they
you, you'll be riding sometime, and you will see a deer on the side of the road, and if you're going, you'll see them get away.
Do you have one on your car?
I had it on some cars previously.
You don't want a deer hitting your Bentley.
I don't. Really, it's on the Rory, because you sitting down, that deer normally come over the damn hood into the windshield. Yeah. And I didn't want to deal with that.
Especially when them lights hit them.
I find it impossible to believe that.
They run right into the lights.
Elijah's one of our frequent callers, a total, listens to the show all the time. There's no way he's calling about anything but the Commanders.
Nope, he's talking about frequencies.
Eli, you're talking about whistles?
Yo, man. Jeff is telling. He right on, man. You know, I'm a jazz musician. I play saxophone. That's what I do for a living, man. So
really?
They train us to use our ears. But, there's certain frequencies that, like, deers can hear to get them away, you know. But, we have what you call in-ears for musicians. You know, what you do, you put, like you said, like headphones. We call them in-ears. You put them on your ears, and they connect to the back of your head. You sometimes see drummers. And what it does is it cancels out certain decibels so you can hear. You know, you know how you have, like, noise-canceling headphones?
Yeah.
Kind of like the same thing. So sometimes we'll even have like a talk back mic. So we'll be playing as a band. You know, if I'm like, you know, if I get a gig with a wedding band, I can have a whole conversation with like, you know, the music director. He could be talking to us, telling us jokes in our ears that nobody else can hear but the band. You know, all right, this is the next tune, y'all. 3, 2, 1, go. Boom. So it's kind of like, it kind of helps. But yeah, man. Those
sounds like IFB and TV kind of. All right. Well, appreciate it, man. Thank you, dude.
Love y'all, man.
I appreciate you, dude.
Yeah, so B, I just found this article. The owners of the Gallery Place commercial strip have installed an anti-loitering noise device, one to discourage loiterers, not just teens.
So loiterers, everybody hears it.
Well, Gallery Place has further urged the D.C. Council to pass an anti-loitering ordinance. It's the mosquito that Jeff talked about. It said youths in particular are said to be sensitive to a greater range of high-pitched sounds. But Gallery Place partners insist they did not install the state-of-the-art safety feature to target teens alone. According to Gallery Place, the mosquito installed in the Metro Plaza is set to a tone that could be heard by people of all ages. You know what that sounds like? Adam Peters saying Dan Quinn has complete control of the coaching, hiring, and firing process. I am sure it was not done to target the teens that were raising hell at the top of the escalators when they wanted people to go spend money at Urban Outfitters and all the restaurants and walk into the arena for Wizards versus Nets.
You know it was.
100% it was.
But let us say this.
Now.
But the thing about it, I heard it.
This is from 15 years ago.
If it's just like a little quick one, that wouldn't bother me.
Oh, you know when they did this? You remember there was that huge fight at the L'Enfant Metro station like 10, 15 years ago? It was like every high school in D.C. started fist fighting. That's interesting, man. I don't know that I have anything in my yard that I would try to keep out like that. Like, we don't really get deer in my neighborhood. We get foxes.
I tell you.
We got an anti-fox
whistle.
It's
more in your neighborhood than you know. Try it late at night.
Dude, but we don't really get deer. Like, we get foxes and raccoons and stuff. In my old neighborhood in Kensington, we had deer like crazy.
I've seen deer walking in the middle of cities. You like,
I see them on Mass Avenue.
I'm like, what the hell is the grass?
Deer are smart, man.
You just don't see them when they move, but they're out there.
Yeah, they get used to your patterns and they avoid you.
Dog, I'm telling you, like I
just come to my yard, you can see them, Jeff.
Mass Ave by the vice president's house, there's always deer.
Yeah.
Rock Creek Park, all that, because I'm telling you, these deer know where they're hunted.
Because they're on your golf course. They are close to your neighborhood, too.
I'm in my neighborhood. You know, we're coming over work late at night. I wonder if because they get from my neighborhood, there's that creek that, like, Goldsboro Road that runs down to Glen Echo, that runs down to the river. I think they hang out down by.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're not coming up there near y'all. If it's a creek that go down there, they're walking.
They got a creek.
They're,
but I have they're seen, not in my my immediate neighborhood very often. A few times I have seen them, it's like they seem like they're bugging out.
Where's that school over? Like, when you're coming on River Road, you get off the Beltway, River Road. Well, I would make the left to go past the little school to come over to Comcast at the time.
On Wilson Lane.
But I passed that. I've seen them on South Road been hit by
on River for
by
sure.
cars on River. Which tells me they've come through there.
I'm sure they are, but not like my old neighborhood.
They don't just hang around
right
like
Rock
they
Creek
do.
Park
I come home, they land in my yard, and I be like, I drive up the driveway, and they look at me like, "What up, dog?"
Do you care? Like, do they mess anything up?
No, I the plants I get are plants that I have to do put plants that they don't really like. Because I remember when I first moved in, I had all these plants. I came home and they were gone.
Well, look, if y'all ever have a deer problem, anybody. Whoever this falls on, who ears this fall. If you ever have a deer problem, just call me. I got you.
Could you hunt a fox? Or are you allowed to hunt foxes?
I got some private information I can give you off air about
all right.
that.
All right. deer, no big deal. Honestly, even the foxes, I don't have. Like, if I had a cat or a small dog, I think I'd have some concern. But the foxes only come out at night. My kids aren't outside. Like, I'm not even too worried about the foxes. Yeah. Banks, my old dog, used to chase those.
When you see fox in the daytime coming real close, something
that's
wrong
trouble.
I remember we were sitting in my kitchen. You know where my little deck is. And the fox came up on the deck and was at the window. So I just put a chain of events together to take care of that situation.
Chain of events, just like today. First, we had the Trey Young trade. Then we had the Mike McDaniel news out of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we're going to make some bets. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Picks through the middle of November.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last month of the year, in the finale against Carolina, which they won, he threw a pick. He had two picks in the loss the week prior to that, Miami, which probably cost them the playoff bid. In the loss prior to that against Carolina, he had a pick. I mean, he had a pick in their last five games. He had six overall in their last five games.
Yeah.
Like, he went from not turning it over at all to consistently throwing interceptions.
Yeah, but a part of that is not just the quarterback getting bad. It becomes to, are you forcing things? Are you having to throw more than you need to? And then when you just have to start throwing the ball around a lot, defenses will pick up on that crap.
Yeah, man. So Todd Bowles is safe. Mike McDaniel is not. Very curious to see what happens there. I've gotten this question a lot with the Rooney rule is in place for both offensive and defensive coordinators. And quarterbacks coaches to varying degrees. And there are strict NFL rules about when guys can be interviewed if they're on playoff teams. Mike McDaniel, kind of interestingly, the Dolphins are not a playoff team. So he could be interviewed. And I believe Mike McDaniel's father is black. So I think he, at least when Miami hired him, I think he qualified for the rule.
I hope they don't try to just play him up like that to try to circumvent. Because I know it is that. You can say that black, but when you look at Mike, do you see black?
Doesn't look it that
okay,
way.
So I'm just saying.
Identifies as biracial. I don't know
when
the specifics.
This rule was put in place, my concern was they will have a lot of fake interviews to try to get around it. And that has happened. That's transpired tremendously.
Sure.
I just hate to see anything like that.
Dude, how about this? When the Dolphins hired McDaniel, it triggered the Rooney Rule compensatory draft pick system, which gave the Niners 2 third-round picks for developing McDaniel as a minority assistant. Interesting, right? Let's make some bets, boys.
Yeah. Gather around.
White Brian, how'd we do last night?
If someone would have parlayed all of our picks the opposite way, they would have won a lot of money. We all lost.
Damn. That's hard for five dudes to all lose. Five people.
Not necessarily. We're horrible, though.
So that means me and Landfill are still in first for the week?
I think everyone has one win except B. Mitch.
Damn, B. You were hot for a while.
Hey, man. It's like a roller coaster. It goes up and down, baby. It goes up and down.
Tonight, we got Miami, Ole Miss, 7:30. Looks like Jeff's saying it's all about the U. What you got, Jeffrey?
The U, baby. We about to see.
Tanner, you should call Jeff right now and tell him, please, don't get see on your
Mike,
team.
We about to see Mike Irvin put that jersey on the trash can. Belt, 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 belt.
I'm rooting for Miami, but if Ole Miss gets all the way to the finals after Al Lane Kiffin did
it, it'd be a good story, but cool I don't want to see it.
The stories get ended in January, fellas.
I think they won on New Year's Day. That was January.
But if they lose the day, their story is ended. Good stories get ended in January, fellas.
They already won a game in January.
But it still could end in January, too.
Timberwolves.
Jeff is right about this one.
Timberwolves, -2.5.
Whoa. Mark this day down. Landfill got my back for once.
What do you got, Landy?
Ole Miss.
Ooh, the Rebs. By you, Dub B.
We took
Landfill Ole took Miss? Ole Miss.
Malachi Toney, TD.
Malachi Toney, TD.
He always go with that weird stuff.
I'm taking the Canes. It's all about the U tonight. Can't wait to watch that game. Grant and Danny headed your way.
And I'm going to take Gonzaga, -16.5.
Thank you to everybody.
Parlay.
Thank you to CJ Holmes. Thank you to Chris Miles. Thank you to David Aldridge. Thank you to everybody that called. Have a great day. We're back tomorrow. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. B. Mitch owes you a beer.
No, you don't.